At the last three World Cups, Australia's national women's team, the Matildas, have reached the quarterfinals, far outshining the record of the men. And this year was supposed to be the year they went even further, with superstar Sam Kerr in the captain's role and a crop of bright new talent that some have called a golden generation. But in their opening World Cup match last night, it didn't go to plan, losing 2-1 to the lower-ranked Italian side. The Matildas will now have to work hard just to make it past the group stage. Ben Knight reports from Valenciennes in France.
We'll sing Matilda, we'll sing Matilda.
There were more than 1,200 Australian fans in the crowd here in Valenciennes.
It's the first ever competitive meeting between Australia and Italy.
But like the Matildas, they walked into the stadium with very high hopes.
Get on side! Get on side!
This is the moment that broke their hearts.
Italy may have scored the late winner through Bonanza.
And it could have been even worse. The Italians were unlucky to have a goal disallowed in the opening minutes of the match. And while the Australians gave themselves plenty of chances, they just couldn't finish. Their only goal came from a Sam Kerr penalty, but even that was hard work.
Sam Kerr. And it's saved. The follow-up's in, though. 1-0 to the Matildas. Sam Kerr gets her World Cup goal and Australia's campaign off and running.
For all their good work in attack, the Matildas' problems in defence were shown up once again. And when the final whistle blew, the Australian fans were gutted.
Devastating. Yeah, right. We'll be right. We'll
Are you
back.
Surprised?
Yes, to be quite honest with you. Considering we were sixth in the world, I would have thought maybe we would have been in with a better chance.
Yeah, a very disappointing start.
It was left to Captain Sam Kerr to give them some hope.
And it's obviously disappointing to lose, but we've still got two games and we're definitely not out. You know?
But it's going to be tough. The Matildas' next opponent is Brazil, who won their match last night 3-0 against Jamaica. The Matildas were a team that talked of being a contender for the final here in France. They're now trying to chart a path out of the opening round. And if the Matildas don't, there'll be serious questions to answer for Football Federation Australia. Most importantly, why in January it sacked the coach that took this team to the last World Cup, Alan Stajic, to the shock and disappointment of senior players like Sam Kerr. And why, 5 months later, no one from the FFA can explain why. This is Ben Knight in Valenciennes, reporting for AM.